Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the love experience, a deep and tender inevitable feeling of affection towards a person, such as a rising kinship, recognizing attractive qualities, or a sense of undeniable oneness. So I propose a question to you. Are you feeling love today?
Peace, love, and light energy. Welcome to the Her Story Homeschool Studio. I am the lucky little ladybug, and I'm very excited about our topic for discussion tonight. First off, we want to acknowledge and honor the ancestors, our ancestor energies, both known and unknown, Ashe. Tonight's topic came as a special request from one of our followers who is beginning her journey back to herself. We are proud of you, sis. Keep studying. Keep meditating. Continue to let me know if there is anything we can do to help you out. If you are interested in becoming a guest on the show or have a suggestion for a topic of discussion, please jump over to our episode page and hit that pink follow button, comment in the comment section below, and we will get with you as soon as possible. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and let everybody get into the studio. We'll be right back, guys.
Understanding, understood, so there's no need for I keep you guessing. Follow me now, see, I'll be rocking. The second hand is sticking, still the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. BPRT for short, now don't want more, Or am I too much with a mentor? Proceed, teacher, please. Just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicatedly, I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I call for is a different style of hip-hop. Smooth like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of my righteous teacher, stop to flip the topic. Islamically, I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. Of it, I have to get the styles that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teaching, anyone that lacks this style that I be styling, mentally profiling. Should I say smooth with the roughness, just serving justice. Suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping. Never, I'm not sleeping
because it's culture freedom. G,
with posse ruling,
PRT,
word B. It's sort of simple, see. Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always keep me something hype. I pet the mic, yo. My whole life I'm creating. Man, I'll be the state then. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a coach and beat him for support. See, man, I set the point.
Rock this funky joint. Rock
this funky joint.
losers ever rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip-hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, tech, technique. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. I salam ya alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
A universal greeting from the people of our kind. Step into the realm of my cipher. Feel the different cipher. Promise I'ma slip and step and check me. 1200 left about the bond. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. Intelligence be ticking, somewhat symbolic to a bomb. Many brothers rolling fell a victim. I'm not living with them because they didn't know the time. Turn a coach of freedom for support. Demanifest the point.
Rock this funky joint.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. So tonight we're going to be talking about altars and ancestor worship. One of the most common things people ask me about is what I practice. Tish, what do you practice? What do you do? What do you practice? So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about ancestor worship and what I practice. I do apologize. You guys, all right, so we were going to take a break, but we ended up having to take a break a little impromptu, but I do want to reset and get started, so we will play this song that I wanted to play in a little bit. I want to tell you about ancestor altars and ancestor worship. Altars and ancestor worship is the very beginning of spirituality. That's basically what it means. Ancestors, we honor the ancestors. We take time out to build altars to their memory so that they're not forgotten. You know, if you've ever seen the movie Coco, then it's a kid's movie. It is a kid's movie, but it's amazing. If you've never seen it, please watch it. It's amazing. It's about ancestors and remembering the ancestors and altars and, you know, not being forgotten. And so what we need to understand is that a big part of our oppression is making us forget who we are and where we come from. That's one of the most important components of our oppression, is for us to forget who we are and where we come from. So tonight, we're going to get a little bit into what altars are, because you will see an altar anywhere. You can see an altar anywhere. People have altars in their houses all the time. You go to other countries and you go inside their houses. They have altars with candles and incense and pictures and personal items and fresh water and offering food offerings and things like that. You see that all the time. And if you don't see it, it's because you've been programmed not to pay attention to it. But there was a picture floating on the internet of Cardi B, and she had an altar in the background. So, you know, this whole ancestor worship and altars, and this is not new. So for people to look at those who are coming back into themselves and their ideas of spirituality, for you to look at those people as doing something strange, then that is strange on your behalf, because this is where we come from and this is what we know. So like I said, tonight we're going to talk about altars and ancestor worship. It's one of the most common things that people talk about. It's one of the most common ways to get into traditional spirituality. And I don't limit myself in what I practice, you know. So when people ask me, what do I practice? I don't limit myself in what I practice. I learn something new all the time, and I'm always adding to my practices. So, you know, I'm liable to be practicing anything from anywhere once I begin to understand the science of it. If it makes sense to me and I can find a way to apply it to my life, I'll, you know, because it's all universal truth anyhow. So, but when I first started learning about who I was and where I was, you know, where I come from, I practiced altars and ancestor worship. So we're going to get into exactly what that is, but we're going to take a quick break and let me get myself back together. I do apologize, guys. I want to make sure that the people that requested this information are in here to receive it. I want to make sure that everybody's here. So tonight's music breaks are going to be inspired by the use of altars and the practice of ancestor worship. Sometimes you can just hear the juju in the music. So that's what we're on tonight. This first group up is called No Name. It's featuring Saba, Smino, and Felix. This one is called Shadow Man, guys. We'll be right back.
How do you love me? How do you remember me? I'm a romantic nightingale. I hope the darkness keeps you well. When I can't fall asleep at night, I blindly talk myself to fight. Oh, shadow man, shadow box, please keep your hands up. And if you get knocked down, don't forget to stand up. Bless the night and begin on God. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night and begin. Darkness keep you well.
Shadow man, shadow box, dance in the dark with me. This resurrected agony, this apathy, the caskets. Everything I ever loved, I lost in the magic. I claim by the river, my body delivered. When I die, it's 27 rappers at my funeral. Moses wrote my name in gold and Kanye did the eulogy. Remember all the bashfulness, understand the truancy. Yeah, I stand in front of a college dropout. But her music was a church when your spirit hopped out. Met a gypsy in the lane, she reading my palm tree. Mysterious situation like kissing the concrete. I eat getting money, I be close to heaven. Baby, claim he love me, hold me down forever. I never should have bought this halo. He waiting for me at his table. My funeral with Disney fable, cause the king about to take me home.
Preach church, tabernacle, Tallahassee sunshine. Southern is my bloodline, we know it'll come time to go. And though I leave like alumni, I'm lying like a lullaby and quiet like my tongue tied alone. Bury me in satin, tell the pastors, say the fascists, I ain't class with you, ooh. First row. And if ashes turn to ashes, then I'm back in my first form with a dust storm, with a corn and cold. Morbid or late, Lord give, Lord take. Viva la morte, mortal man. Less love, more hate, more like mortician. We meet our fate, funeral home looking like a home that I used to live in. You wasn't supposed to go so soon, I took it for granted. Maybe we'll meet the next life, maybe another planet. Open my soul, but then it'll end with an open casket.
Tippy toe on a tightrope. Leaning on green, every go be a dice roll. I'm fiending a feline, who mind to the fiendy. I got two packs fools. Gold on my gum, I think I rich out. My tongue sticky, throwing a tightrope. Cleaning my grievances, as a lay heathen. I set like a legion shout. Never believe in y'all. System, I needed more. And I done went figured over with the finger roll, landed wrong, split my head and start leaking songs in them words. Yeah, them words, they make a nigga live forever. Black with them birds, my heart say lighter than the feather. It's gonna be niggas booming at my funeral. Tell them play Metro booming at my funeral. St. Louis taught me death could be your neighbor. Stay awake, don't take the family for granted. Better days away.
Bless the night and begin. Darkness keep you away. Rest the night and yeah,
that way you keep you well.
Darkness keep you well. Rest the night and yeah, darkness keep you well. Rest the night and yeah, darkness keep you well.
That was good juju music. welcome, and welcome back. That was No Name with some dope features. Saba, Smino, Felix. That was dope. That was dope. That's some new age type. That's some new age type stuff right there. That was Shadow Man by a group called No Name. If you want to hear the whole song, That's how you can find it on YouTube, where I found it at. We're listening to ancestor-inspired music tonight, and we're talking about altars and ancestor worship, because that's what y'all said y'all wanted to talk about. An altar can be anywhere. People have altars in their bathrooms, in their kitchen, bedrooms, even at their front doors, in order to petition certain spirits to protect or guide them, depending upon what that spirit is known to do. When building an altar, it's easy to become overwhelmed. It's easy. You look online and you see these elaborate altars with all these fancy novelties and expensive components on it, and you wonder what any of that stuff has to do with you reconnecting with yourself and your ancestors. But that's why you start off with something small and simple. Once you get into different deities and energies, you will find that there are certain items you should have on your altar in order to access certain energies, but your ancestor altar, that's a personal altar and should only have things on it that you have been guided to put on it. 5 years ago, my daughter made me a tribal mask in her art class, and she gave it to me as a gift. At that time, I had just started learning about Mahulisa, the sun and moon energy, according to Ifa science. As soon as I saw it, I thought about Mahulisa, and it made me feel so connected to the sun and moon energy. That mask reminded me that Ashe, the sun in the morning, and Iri, the moon at night. For a long time, it was the only thing on my ancestor altar, and to this day, it is one of the most precious things I own. If my house was burning down, Mahulisa would be on the top five things I would grab before running out the door, and I didn't pay anything for it. It was a gift, and it's so precious to me. Now, Family Dollar, I have some tea with me, guys, some peppermint tea. You should drink peppermint tea. It's really good for you. Family Dollar has these little wooden stands that are easy to assemble, and they cost like $5. The box says that you're supposed to set them up on your counter, your kitchen countertop, so that you could put stuff up there like keys and mail and stuff, and it won't take up, you know, any counter space. But I put them on the floor, up against the wall, and that's where I built my first altars, one for my ancestors and one for my chakras. Years later, they're both still very, very simple, and they're both the same, and they're both still standing on those $5 countertop for things from Family Dollar. So we want to talk about some very important elements that you need to have on your altar. Water is the most important element on your altar. Water is an offering. It should be clean, purified, distilled, alkaline, even spring. But try to stay away from tap water if you can. I offer water on my altars in clear glasses so that I can track how and if it's being received, if there's bubbles in it. There's different ways of reading water, and maybe we can get into that one day. But I keep my water offerings in clear glasses so that I can watch them. When pouring water for your altar, you should be reciting or acknowledging the energies to whom you are offering the water to. Water is a living substance and can carry messages beyond the veil. Back in the day, we used to pour out a little liquor for our homies that passed on. This is a form of the tradition called libations. Libations is when you pour out water into another vessel or out on the ground for it to be offered in honor to the ancestors that you specified. So that's very important. Water is a very important element on your altar, and that's where you should begin, with fresh, clean water. The next is fire. Fire is another important element on your altar. Back in the day, fires would be built for offerings to be burnt and sacrificed on. Since we don't necessarily have anything heavy to burn, and I certainly wouldn't recommend you sacrifice anything this early in the game, a candle will suffice just fine. Candles have their own avenue of magic, and we'll get into candle magic soon, but a plain white candle is perfect to represent your element of fire. White is a very important color in spirituality, so you can never go wrong with the white candle in any situation. Next is air. Air usually involves some kind of fragrance released into the atmosphere that entices or helps to access certain spirits. Sometimes boiling herbs releases a heavy fragrance, burning herbs if you have a safe place to do so, but incense will do just fine. Incense magic is another avenue to explore, but when honoring ancestors, I would stick to traditional scents, unless there's a special scent that reminds you of someone in particular you might want to contact or just have commune with. Halston is one of my mother's favorite perfumes, so whenever I see a Halston incense, I always get it for her. Earth is not something that you can buy. Your earth element will be something that you find. A feather, a rock, a lost earring, or a key. Something that might seem insignificant will jump out to you when the spirit tells you that you have found your element of earth. If you are unsure, you can always set a small plant on your altar until that special item finds you. You can also collect dirt from different places, but we will get into that in another conversation. It's time to take another break. When we come back, we're going to finish building our altars and talk about how to use them. Tonight, we are featuring ancestor-inspired music. We are still on that new age tip. This next group was named one of Vivo's artists to watch in 2018. This is Earth Game, guys, with Robot. We'll be right back.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Maybe I'm just a machine. Lately I just don't feel anything. This used to feel like a dream. Now I'm thrown out by your energy. Nigga just wanna be seen. Nobody fucking with listening, whoa. Still don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe I'm just a machine. Lately I just don't feel anything. This used to feel like a dream. Now I'm thrown out by your energy. Everything ain't what it seems. Still I can't let this shit get to me.
Lay down on me.
Can't forget the day I got it tatted on me. With Atlanta, homie, yeah, in Southern California. Bumpin' Tony, Tony, Tony. Check a pass, got you jumping to conclusion. You don't never ask, you just be assuming damn bad. I was really going through it. Family, man, nothing else matter to me. And I ain't perfect, never claim to be. That surface shit is worthless. No stranger to murder after church service. Life be throwing me curves. Shit had me thinking perverted. There's no worries. I like the blunt at 420 and say the world by 430. So many digits for 30, but I ain't tripping or hurting. Thanks to this vision and purpose, I said them scribble shit, forgetting shit like fuck it. Just keep swimming like Dory, transforming from the best kept secret to something fucking historic. But still, what the fuck is wrong with me? Maybe I'm just a machine. Lately I just don't feel anything. This used to feel like a dream. Now I'm thrown out by your energy. Nigga just wanna be seen. Nobody fucking with listening. Whoa, still don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe I'm just a machine. Lately I just don't feel anything. She used to feel like a dream. Now I'm thrown out by your energy. Everything ain't what it seems. Still I can't let this shit get to me.
Lay down on me. Sugar little poop on me. Sugar little poop on me. Rain down on me. I got all these dishes on me. So why do I feel so lonely?
Okay. Where do I begin? Connect the circus. See, I'm trying to find a way. Shit, in my defense, all I was taught and known for I was grown was hate.
Boys don't show emotion. Only feel the little way. I'm low on my quadrant. All we got is games to play.
Keeping nature secrets locked beneath us. Lost in P.E. missing sex and fucking teachers. And our T-shirts on the hardwood that her knee hurts on.
Yes. In this world of mumble rap and trash hip-hop, that was Earth Gang, Vivo's artist to watch in 2018 with a song I personally think was dope. That shit is so dope with the Melodies from Heaven sample. Wow, that was really, really, really dope. That was Robot. The name of that song is called Robot from their debut album Spillage Village. That's Earth Gang. That was really, really dope. So I'm glad to be able to share that with you. Ray of Sunshine put me on to Earth Gang, so shout out to Ray of Sunshine. So we're building our ancestor altars, and we have almost everything, and we still haven't spent a whole lot of money. I mean, we bought a $5 stand, some dollar candles, some dollar incense. We got some water. Next, you want to add a personal item. This can be a picture, a keepsake, an heirloom, anything you want it to be. Something personal that either belonged to that person or connects you to that person. Pictures are an easy go-to for personal items. You can print out copies on your printer or at Walgreens for pennies, literally. So personal items should be shouldn't be that hard to find. Now that you have everything on your altar, you can start adding other things if you like. Crystals are a good addition, but not required. Crystals have their own avenue of power, so if you're not sure which crystal to add, just do a little research. A rose quartz represents love and has a healing power, especially in times of grief. So that's a good one to have on your ancestor altar. I have a pair of beaded bracelets on mine that represent the Treaty of Iku. A story about a treaty made between Iku, the energy of death, and Orunmila, the energy of knowledge, that protects us as children of Orunmila from being taken from this physical realm before our time has come to pass on. Ashe. I'll share that story with you in detail when we get into Ifa science next year, but that's the basics of it. I have my Mahulisa mask, of course. I have a glass jar of random things that Spirit has guided me to pick up. Feathers, rocks, pieces of iron, old keys, which represent opening of the gates by Papa Legba. So if you can find an old key, if an old key comes to you, you really do want to pick it up, especially if you're just beginning your journey. I have a pine cone on there to represent the opening of my pineal gland. I have Florida water on there for protection, a few cigarettes, a shooter of vodka, some money, and of course, some essential oils. Once you get everything that you want on there, you may want to smudge it free of any negative energy. There may be something on the products that you purchased. You might not have been as focused as you needed to be while you were adding these things onto the altar. Maybe you had some doubts or you were angry or upset about something. Smudging with sage is an easy way to keep negative energy away from your spiritual supplies. When you do sage, crack a window so that the negative energy has a way to escape. Next up is your petition. I wouldn't recommend that you come into this begging for anything or demanding that your ancestors do anything for you. Keep in mind all the time that you've gone without acknowledging them or the spirit realm. Take your time and build a relationship and a comfort level first. If you jump in too fast, you might see or experience something you're not ready for, and it could ruin your path to enlightenment. For the first year, I didn't ask for a single thing, but I was never without money, without work, without food, or anything else that I needed. I went through a lot that year, but I still didn't ask for anything but wisdom, guidance, and peace of mind. Your petition is your message to the ancestors. Take your time and write down what you want to say. Be authentic. Be honest. Be genuine. You cannot lie to the universe. So don't hinder your own experience and your own progress and your own abundance by lying. This is also the time for you to present your food offering if you have one to give. I leave fresh fruit on my altar all the time just to be safe. But whole plates of food can be offered. You can make special dishes for your ancestors and set them out to be received. You can leave the food for as long as it's safe in your environment to leave it. If you have an insect or a rodent problem, you might not want to leave food out overnight. But once you get into the habit of offering food, you will be able to tell when the life is gone from it and it is ready to be discarded. I've left cherries on my Yamaya altar for a month that never went bad or bruised. So it really just depends on what it is and how it is received. Keep in mind that when you are working on your altars, that it is a sacred time. Try to keep your mind focused on what you're doing and why you're doing it, who you're doing it for, and what kind of results you're expecting. Talk to yourself if you have to, and make people around you respect that when you are in ritual, you are not to be disturbed. When I first started, I had one simple altar, and I worked on it every night at 9:16 p.m. because that's my number, 9:16, until I felt like stopping. And people just, you know, the people around me and the people in my life and the people in my home, they just started realizing that when I get in front of these altars, it is not a time to be trying to interrupt me or have any kind of conversation with me because I am in the spirit. I'm focused. My mind is meditating. I'm somewhere else. You know, my mind has taken me somewhere else in ritual. And if you break that, then it's possible that I could snap at you and cuss you out. So, you know, it's sometimes when you're first starting out, it can be difficult for you to reach that point where you actually begin to travel, to allow your mind to travel outside of this realm. So if you get there and somebody taps you on the shoulder talking about where's the tissue or some shit like that, nah, man. This is serious. This is sacred time. This is my personal time with my personal ancestors. I suggest you get your own self in the ritual. Don't come in here messing with me. And I mean that. So, you know, now that we got the altar all set up, when we come back, we are going to get it popping and talk about ancestor worship. This next track is not as new age as it sounds. This is from the soundtrack of one of my favorite movies, Idlewild. This is Andre 3000, Andre 3 Stacks with Vibrate Y'all. We're just going to let it ride for a second while we take a short pee break, and then we will get right back into it. So stay tuned, you guys.
Here's what you
I don't know if you guys caught it or not, but that was another one of my girl crushes, Janelle Monáe singing background on that joint, just making it that much more remarkable. You are in the homeschool studio with the bug, and we are about to get this ancestor altar popping. So you pour the libations, you light the incense, you light the candle, you recite your petition as many times as you need to. If you can burn it safely on the altar, do so. If not, then you can burn it you can burn it somewhere else. You can tear it up into small pieces and then take it outside and blow it in the wind once you're done with it. You can also bury it in the ground if it's something that you're looking to have a lasting effect. This is time for you to train your mind to focus on the things you want it to think about. What I mean by that is that, hold on one second, guys. All right. So what I mean by that is that you want to start training your mind how to think. You want to start training your mind how to react to certain situations and how to be calm and how to, you know, change the game if need be. So you want to start thinking about the things that you want to think about and not the things that you're distracted with or the things that somebody tells you you should be concerned with or worried about. You want to always be concerned with the things that you're concerned about for you. This is also a good time to practice thinking about nothing at all, you know, and just let your mind flush free of thought. You know, sometimes our minds get so clogged up that we can't think. We can't think straight. That's a real thing. Can't think straight is a real thing. So you just sit down and you try to get somewhere quiet and at least quiet inside your mind, and you just let it go. You don't try to rush anything in or rush anything out. You just let the thoughts flow freely through your mind until they're all flushed out and your mind is clear. This will make you feel physically better. I would also suggest that you watch the flame on your candle. Watch your flame. Fire is a living element. It carries messages. If your flame is flickering, then it's possible that the ancestors you seek have decided to join you and are sending information to be downloaded in dreams and meditation sessions. Still, flames represent a peace and calmness in the atmosphere. Sometimes we need to unplug from the universe. Staring into a flame is a calming and comforting thing, and it's free. Allow yourself a chance to slow down and absorb all that the universe is capable of giving you. And that's what meditation is all about. Like, a lot of times you'll hear people say that, I don't meditate because it's too hard, or if you find meditation hard, you're thinking about it too hard. You're thinking it's not something that you do. It's something that you let happen. You just let your mind run free of thought. You just let it go till it can't go anymore, and then you're not thinking about anything, and your mind is clear. And then your body starts to de-stress and relax. And that's what I mean when I say you feel physically better. And if you add yoga to that, where you're stretching your muscles and you're practicing your breathing, and those things are all things that help you feel physically better. And you look at people who do yoga and meditate like they weirdos, and you running around with high blood pressure and heart disease and stressed out of your mind. And these people is walking, they running their dogs through the park. They don't give a damn about nothing. And so we have to understand that, you know, some things are worth trying. It ain't always, you know, it ain't always necessary to turn your nose up at something just because you don't understand it. Some things are worth trying. Try to let your candle burn out if possible. Get you some small tea light candles. They only burn for a couple of hours. Those short glass candles, they can burn all night if they want to. It really depends on the size and the shape of the candle, but those skinny candles in the glass jars, those are called 7-day candles because they can burn continuously for 7 days. My little disclaimer, candles can be very dangerous as you are working with an open flame. Be sure there are no curtains, no tablecloths, no table runners, nothing around that could catch on fire. small tea light candles. They can be made of a metal cup that has been squeezed together and not welded. In this case, you want to be careful that when the candle is done, that the flame does not ignite anything on the altar. Glass candles can crack, they can break, and they can burst. So be careful of that. When using what's called candlesticks, these can be dressed in oils and herbs for an added effect. The wax on these candles can also carry messages, so be sure to examine your candlestick wax when it has all burned down. Remember that you are attempting to contact a spirit. You can't expect that spirit to appear like a ghost and hold a conversation with you like on television. They will be using the objects on the altar and in the atmosphere to communicate with you. You must have your mind focused on receiving so that you don't miss any signs from the universe. After the ritual, you keep your eyes peeled for any signs that might be connected to your petition. Number sequences are a common sign from spirit because numbers are essential in spirituality. Every number means something, so seeing number sequences like 111 or 1111, which is the number of divine connection, 666, which has many meanings, but it is the number of flesh, it's the number of the flesh, 777 is the number of completion, and so forth. So if a number stands out to you after doing a ritual, look it up to see if it holds any spiritual messages for you. When we come back, we're going to talk about ancestor worship really quickly. What is it? Do I practice it? Should you practice it? Let's take a break and talk about it when we get back. You guys know we can't do nothing metaphysical without inviting the Queen Mother, to come and bless the mic. So this is Yayo from the incomparable Lowdown Loretta Brown, Fat Baby Bella, Erykah Badu. We'll be right back.
Yayo, 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 yayo. Help me, yayo, yayo, yayo,
like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest.
talk about anything metaphysical without the queen mother, Fat Baby Bella, to come and bless the mic. That was Erykah Badu with Yayo. Ancestor worship. We got a couple minutes. Let's get into it. Ancestor worship is exactly what it sounds like. Worshipping the ancestors. It is a normal and necessary stage of knowledge, especially for those coming from religious shackles. Worshipping the ancestors is an easy transition for us because it resembles what we know. We study our Bibles and realize that there are altars all up and through it. So we replace the biblical Holy Trinity that we used to worship with ancestor energies that we subconsciously think, still think, can save us from having to live our lives. There's nothing wrong with ancestor worship. If you you would do yourself a much more rewarding favor by honoring your ancestors the way we honor and deify Jesus and his colleagues. During the days of early colonization, our ancestors all over the world had to disguise their loyalty to ancestor worship behind the various religions that were forced on them. This is like a reverse process where we go back from religion to traditional spirituality, but still carry some of those conditioned routines and habits with us from our old ways. But when you come into the knowledge that you are God of your own life, then it becomes difficult to actually worship anything. Religion likes to call the serpent in Genesis chapter 3 the devil, and they love to call the devil a liar. But the serpent never lied to Eve. He told her the truth, that if she hungered for knowledge and ate from the tree of it, that her eyes would be open and she would become like God, having the knowledge of good and evil, making her capable of governing her own life and saving herself. There would be no need for her to spend so much of her life worshiping the Lord God if she knew that she had just as much and even more power to control her own life. When we pass on, we will not be permitted to come back and to the physical realm and in the physical and tell our loved ones or anyone for that matter what we have experienced. When and if we incarnate back into the physical realm, we are not permitted to have the ability to explain where we have come from or what we have experienced because we will be newborn babies. Yet we let worship tell us that they do know what we experience on the other side, and if we don't worship, then it will be quite unpleasant for us. So out of fear, we worship. But when you have no fear and you understand that you are in complete control of everything that happens in your life, then you have confidence in knowing that the only unpleasantries we experience are the ones we allow or create for ourselves. But there's levels to this shit. That's why ancestor worship is necessary for a time and place. But if you listen to scholars like Bobby Hemmett or Brother Panic or Dr. Henrik Clark and a plethora of others, they will tell you that there is nothing for you to fear, that there is no such thing as hell. As above, so below. It's not just something that people say. That's facts of the matter. Bobby Hemmett says to worship something outside of yourself is to worship something inferior to yourself. Brother Panic says that we don't worship ancestor energy. We access it. The more we learn, study, research, and download, the more our minds begin to restore themselves, and we gain courage to walk away from everything that conditioned us to be docile slaves. I can worship Yemaya all day, but if I never get the understanding that I desire to worship her because her energy dwells inside of me, then worshiping will only get me so far with her. When the science of spirituality actually begins to reveal itself to you, there will be nothing anybody can do to turn you back from the facts. You'll be willing to live and die for what you know to be true, and that's when you are ready to access energy and not just worship it because you have walked on the other side of fear. We have been conditioned to believe that everything we pray for has to be positive. We have to ask God to bless our enemies and watch over those who use us and persecute us, forgive those that trespass against us and all that other nonsense. But those that really read the Bible can't tell you how many times David prayed for God to strike down his enemies and those looking to do him harm. The book of Psalms is saturated with pleas from David asking God to annihilate the people that were looking to murder him. Yet when we pray, we are taught to pray that the people that oppress us soften their hearts towards us while they mercilessly murder us in broad daylight. When you go in front of your altar to communicate with your ancestors, you keep it all the way real because they already know what's up. Don't hex yourself trying to be the bigger person because the universe will not give you any cool points for that. You request exactly what you desire. If you want to destroy their finances, confuse their relationships, create stressful situations in the workplace, if you want physical harm to come to them, even if you want them to die, there is no sense in lying about it. And trust me when I tell you that the person practicing true spirituality is not going to go easy on you if they need to right a wrong with you. When you get into the cycle of thinking that the energies are working on your behalf as opposed to inside of you, then you can get caught up in a loop of ancestor worship that's hard to get out of. At some point, you got to be brave enough to test the power that you possess. You got to test that. Stand on your own and put some shit in the universe and watch it manifest so that you can understand that you're capable of much more than you know. I don't know, you guys. I hope this answered your basic questions about altars and ancestor worship. If you have any other questions, you can always inbox me at Ladybug Writes on Facebook or contact us through our comment section on this episode page. Creating your first altar is a big step. It is. But it doesn't have to be overwhelming. This is the perfect opportunity for you to just get in the habit of listening to spirit, because that's what it's all about. And spirit is nothing but your below self talking to your above self. As above, so below. You have a spirit in the alternate universe, as above, so below. And so that spirit is able to watch what you do in the physical realm, and it speaks to you, and it talks to you, and it tells you. And you rarely listen, and we rarely listen because we think that, you know, we can be able to figure things out. But there are many things in the universe that have been placed here and designed for us to live long lives and abundant lives and peaceful lives. We just don't pay that shit no attention. We don't bother with it. And then when you see somebody else getting all into spirituality and, you know, working magic and doing juju and experiencing abundant lives, and then you want to tell people that that person is manipulating other people because you don't have the strength or the courage to access that energy for yourself, and that's not fair. You get mad at people for, you know, being able to make money through spirituality, because we make money through spirituality in the same way that people make money through religion, because they're too afraid to do it for themselves. So if you're afraid to access the energies for yourself, then a lady will charge you $40 and she'll access them for you because she's not afraid and she knows there's nothing to be afraid of. But if you don't know that, then she will gladly take your money. And maybe things will work out for you and maybe they won't. So, you know, that's how that goes. Be sure to join me on Thursday, you guys. We're going to be talking about love languages on Thursday. We're going to be featuring Raheem Devon, one of my favorite male artists of all time. So we're going to be featuring Raheem Devon. We're going to be talking about the 5 love languages for Black couples. And on Friday, we're going to have a listening party. Join us for that as well. And we'll be getting into another 21-day challenge really soon. Those are always fun. This past Saturday was the Quiet Storm with Kid Sensation, and he did Stephanie Mills. And so if you missed that, please check that out. Please, please, please check that out on Saturday. We did that. On Sunday, Revival. We had Revival on Sunday. And we talked about Jesus last week, but on this week, we had a special request message. So about Samson and Delilah. So check that out. That was pretty interesting. That went a way that I wasn't expecting it to go. So check that out. You can always join us anytime at 9 o'clock. We're here every night around 9 o'clock, 9:30. If you hit that hot pink follow button, then you'll know what's going on with us. This last song is going to take us up out of here. This is Chappelle with Closer. Guys, peace and love. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next time. Bye-bye.